Mishnah Yomi today is holding in Chapter 8 of Sanhedrin, Mishnah Zion. We've been talking about cases where someone could be executed for their future crimes. They're in the habit of doing crimes, or they're breaking and entering, and the people in the home could use violence to defend themselves. The seventh Mishnah continues this theme, Elu hen matzilin utan benafshan. These are situations where you can save someone by killing the aggressor. Harodif achar chaveru lahargo. Reuven's chasing Shimon. Reuven is trying to murder Shimon. The onlookers, the bystanders, anyone there can help Shimon by using force against Reuven, even if it kills Reuven. Or achar zachar. A man is chasing another man to violate him. Achar nar marasa. Or a man is pursuing a young maiden who's had erusin, the first stage of marriage, to violate her. Now, it's not only the nar marasa. It's any case where it would be karet, or execution by the court if such a relationship took place, any of these forbidden relationships with a married woman or a family member, then the bystanders can use force. The Na'amarasa is used as the example because she's mentioned in the Pasuk in Deuteronomy chapter 22, Ki kasher yakum ish al re'ehu v'rotzcho nefesh kenedavar zeh. Just like when a man pursues another man to murder him, so too is this violation. So too, the onlookers are allowed to use force to prevent such a violation to occur and save the woman. We mentioned in Yevamot about a year ago, and it shows up in the Gemara in Yevamot on Daf 61, that if someone's trying to seduce a minor below the age of consent, that's also halakhically considered violation, pitui katana onus. So if there's these grooming going on or this abuse of some minor, then God forbid, that's a very serious situation in halakha. The Mishnah then contrasts to cases where we don't kill the sinner, avala rodef achar behema. A man pursuing an animal for violation, a mechalas Shabbat, someone's about to desecrate the Sabbath. Ovid avodah zarah, someone's about to do avodah zarah, ein matzilin utan benafshan. We don't actually go ahead and kill them. In that case, the witnesses would warn the person. Hopefully they would stop. If they didn't stop, the witnesses would function to bring the sinner to court to be executed by the court. Mazel tov, and on to chapter 9. Ve'elu hen nisrafin. These are situations where the court gives an execution of burning. As we learned before, it was an internal burning using superheated lead. Habal isha bita. A man lives with a woman and her daughter. Bat kohen shezinta, or the daughter of a kohen who commits adultery. Usually adultery is punished by chenek, strangulation, but a kohen is on a higher spiritual level. Then we learned a few weeks ago in Vayeshev, by Yehuda and Tamar, when Yehuda thinks Tamar has committed adultery, he says, Hotziyo v'tisaref, she should get a sreifa. She was actually the daughter of a Kohen. She was from the family of Malki Tzedek. And back in Lech Lecha, Genesis chapter 14, Malki Tzedek is identified as a Kohen, Lekel Elyon. So she's from a family of Kohanim. Now the Mishnah elaborates, Yesh b'kol isha bita. There's in the category of a woman and her daughter, bito, the man's own daughter, bat bito, the granddaughter, bat beno, the granddaughter through his son, bat ishto, the daughter of his wife, even if they're not biologically related, bat bita, bat bena, or the granddaughter of his wife, chamoto, his mother-in-law, v'em chamoto, his grandmother-in-law, v'em chamov, and the mother of his father-in-law. The Mishnah adds, Elu hen neharogin. These are ones who get hereg, that's beheading with the sword. Harotzeach, a murderer, anshe ir nidachat. And the people of a city that's going astray, a city where most of them do avodah zarah, then instead of skila for an individual doing idolatry, they get put to the sword. Now the Mishnah explains that sometimes a murder case is not so clear-cut. Rotzeach shehika et ra'ehu be'evan u'barzel, if the murderer struck him with a stone or a piece of metal, the Gemara explain, of any size, u'kova shalav l'tocha maimer, he held him under water, or l'tocha or, in a fire, and u'yachal alot misham, and the victim could not escape, he's being held there, u'met, and he died, chayev, the murderer can be executed by the sword. Dachafu l'tocha maim, if he just pushed the other guy into the lake, or he pushed him into fire, v'yacholot misham, but the victim could have been able to escape and get out, met, but he didn't get up, and he died there, putter. So the murderer is not actually executed. Now he's still in incredible trouble, and Hashem has many messengers to exact revenge on this person, but technically, it's sort of an indirect cause of death, not direct. Similarly, the Mishnah adds, shisa bo et akelev, he sicked an attack dog on this person. The dog bit him. She incited a snake to bite him, and that's what killed him. Potter. Then the inciter is not, can't be executed, but he, of course, he's in trouble. Min hashamayim. Hishich bo et hanachash, if he held the snake directly onto the person. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says he's chayev. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Gemara they explain that the venom is already dripping from the teeth, so pushing a snake with poisonous snake onto a person is like murdering them. Achamim pochim. The sages say, no, he's putter, he's doing something wrong, of course, but the snake is choosing to inject the venom when he wants. Now, the Mishnah brings a case where the death did not occur right away, so we need to do some sort of evaluation here. Amake et chaveiro, bein be'evin ben be'egro, someone struck someone else with a stone or with his fist, v'amdu lamita. And the judges and the doctors got together and said, listen, this guy, he's not dead yet, but he's mortally wounded. V'huko me'mashahaya, but then his situation got lighter, he improved. He actually, medically, his situation was better. So it looked like he was going to pull through and he was going to live. La'achar mikon, but then later, hichbid met. It got worse and he ended up dying. Chayev. So the killer who struck him, even if it was weeks or months later, is still liable to be executed. Rabbi Nechemya, Omer Rabbi Nechemya disagrees. He says, Potter. He says, in such a case, they couldn't execute him. Shereglayim ledavar. There are legs to the matter, meaning there is some support to the idea that it wasn't necessarily the original injury that caused the death of the victim, because after all, the victim had started getting better and recovering from that original serious injury, and then only later there was another problem that ultimately caused his demise.